All right. Once again, we are so happy to have Brother Marty and Sister Judy Sanchez, who are going to be sharing some things with us tonight. We greatly appreciate Brother Marty and Sister Judy. They've been faithful members of our church, and they've helped us in many ways, in many functions, including our men's outings that Brother Marty has sponsored at his home there, and we've had some great fun and exciting times. And if we're lucky tonight, we may even hear about a story that he had, or rather a fight that he had with a goat. That's right. He had a fight with a goat, but the good news is that he won the fight. He may go into more detail on that. I don't know. With that said, Brother Marty, Sister Judy, I'm going to turn it over to you. I don't know who was going to go first, Brother Marty.
Yeah, Sister Judy will go first.
All right, Sister Judy, go right ahead.
Okay. Well, good evening, everybody. And I just want to thank God for his love, mercy, and truth, and giving our church Pastor and Sister Clark. And I'm going to start out by talking about how Marty and I met and how we got in church. Well, we were both 18 when we met, and we dated for 3 years, and that relationship was kind of rocky. And then we decided to get married, and we got married when we were 21. And we both came from divorced families, so we really didn't have an example to go by. So anyways, it just wasn't good. And we were already, you know, heading for divorce. So anyways, all I could do was cry. And then I'm going to read this verse, Psalms 34:18, and it reads, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as that be of a contrite spirit." So anyways, it wasn't long after that a friend of mine, she was having a Bible study, and I didn't know anything. I didn't know, you know, who was giving this Bible study. All I know was I was hungry and I wanted a change in my life, and I wanted Marty and I to work our marriage out. So anyways, I asked her if I could come to the Bible study, and she said she would ask the couple, and so she did. And they said, yes, I could come. And she stopped having the Bible study. And so they came to our house. And I thought that was really good, because in that way Marty could hear. So anyways, I really liked what we heard. And I, like I said, I wanted change. I wasn't happy, and we were just going down a wrong path. So anyways, it was John and Faye Boggs that gave the Bible study. And so that is how we came to truth. But I just thank God, because I didn't know, like, I was just asking Marty, and it was both our first Bible studies, and we didn't, you know much about God at all. And like I said, I was ready for change, and I just thank God for what he's done in our lives, and I'm finished. Thank you.
All right, praise the Lord, everyone.
All right.
This is Brother Mark.
Go right ahead.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
You can hear me all right? Okay.
Yes.
First of all, I want to thank God for seeing us through a lot of troublish time. And anyways, I do want to say at this point, because I know there's a lot of people listening, that I want to say that I believe this Acts 2:38 message that I've learned throughout the years. I believe in it. I believe in baptism in Jesus' name, speaking in tongues as the Holy Ghost comes. That's the evidence in repenting. I believe this with all my heart. I did not always believe this. I believed in just, accepting Christ as your Savior. That's something that I want to talk a little bit about. It was I can't remember the year, but it was during the summertime of when an eighth grader becomes a freshman in high school. Well, it was at that point that I wanted to get close to God. I was not raised in a church whatsoever, but I had this thing in me that wanted to know God. I wanted to find out who this God was. I kind of heard bits and pieces throughout my life at that point, and I wanted to get closer to it. And I have a couple verses I wanted to read. One of them is in Philippians 3:10. And it says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection in the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. And that was something that I really wanted. I was searching. It was just something in me. And I was invited to this Baptist church as a young teenager. I'm thinking 13 or 14 years old. And they were going to give me a bus ride to and from church, so that was a pretty good deal. And so I did go to that church, and I wound up going to this Baptist church for quite a few years. I'm thinking about 4 years, and I was kind of dedicated to that. And then something happened when I became a junior in high school and senior. I backslid from that belief. And during that point in my life is when I met Judy. And there's a lot of little details that I won't go into, but that's just a short version of it. And I still wanted God. I had somewhat of a form of godliness, but didn't know anything about the power of God. And I was thinking, okay, I can be good. I can try to be good and get and read the Bible, but I really didn't understand what I was reading. But I was reading it, and I caught little bits and pieces of it. And I met Judy, and then we kind of talked about God. I had somewhat of a little knowledge, and she did touch on the basis of John and Faye Boggs. That's brother and sister-in-law to Sister Pat Boggs in our church. And they had given us this Bible study. And just recently I seen a picture of them, and I thanked them. Just this week I thanked them for giving me and Judy the Bible study, which was about 36 years ago. And I'm thankful for that. And I got one more verse here, and that would be in Job. The book of Job, chapter 23, and verse 3. Now, if there's anyone that going through any suffering or any kind of issue, man, I tell you what, the book of Job is something to read. With all the suffering that guy went through, I don't know how he could handle it. But he mentioned something in verse 3 that said, oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I may come even to his seat. And Job was longing to see God. He wanted to get close to him. And that's kind of what I really wanted in my life. I want to get close to God. I was raised in a family, at the time there were 7 siblings in the house and plus mom and dad. I am from there's 12 of us all together. And there's only 3 older than me. And I have siblings that are old enough to be my own kids, but I came from a pretty good-sized family, and out of the seven, and I'm not trying to pat myself whatsoever on my back or whatever, but I had that search that I want, that was just eating at me, that I wanted to know God, and I wanted to know everything about Him. I wanted to experience things, and I have experienced some things knowing that there is a God, and he has spoke to me in just the slightest little voice, and just pierces, you know, it can just pierce any kind of hardness anybody has in their life. And it's just the thing of, if you have that want to search for salvation, which I mentioned at the very first, that I believe in is the Acts 2:38 salvation. That's it in a nutshell. But I had that yearning to search. And me and Judy, in our younger days, I mean, I had a vision of myself with a wife and two kids. And I shared that with Judy when we weren't even married at the time. I said, my dream was to be married and have a couple kids and go to church and raise them in church. And you're talking a long-haired guy that was always on alcohol and doing dope and all that. But yet there was that inner seed that was in me that was planted there from where, I don't know, but there was that seed. And it caused me to search and search and search. And I'm just glad God gave me someone that would go along with that search for me, with me. And that's when we came across John and Faye Boggs, and we learned, and I learned a lot. Even though I went through this Baptist church, I found out some things that, well, why didn't they teach me this? Why didn't they say that? And, well, I didn't know, and that's the only thing I knew. I put myself through it. But when we really started studying the Bible and seeing what salvation was all about, that's the really key thing, is let's get saved. Let's get ready for an eternal life with God. And I don't want to go to the other place. You know, there's a lot of people in the world, in a lot of religion in the world, that talk and say the word God. Yeah, I believe in God. Every religion in the world will tell you God, but when you say Jesus Christ, that kind of like puts you off to the side and say, oh, you're one of those? Yes, I am one of those. I can talk about God, but His name is Jesus. And that kind of sets us aside from all other beliefs, if I could say it that way. But we Amen. Know who God is. He came into the flesh. It was God manifest in the flesh, and that's my God. And to set us apart from everybody else is, I believe in the name of Jesus, and He's everything that I need. And
yes.
And he's going to see us through any trouble, any situation. And I've learned this throughout the years. And I hope this was helpful to somebody, anybody. If there's any new visitors listening in on this, I encourage them to read the book of Acts and see what I'm talking about is, you know, Acts 2:38. Just read it. That's all I'm asking. Just read it. If you can read it, and then you can study it. But I really am a firm believer that we ought to be baptized in Jesus' name and have an evidence of speaking in tongues. And, of course, at first you have to repent. But I am still searching, and I love searching, and God's going to guide us, and He's going to be our light to guide us to and watch our every step. And I thank God for everything, and I thank you, Brother Vic, for everything that you're doing. You're a blessing to the church, handling all this stuff too. But I hope this is an encouragement to somebody. And I guess that's about it.
Thank you, Brother Marty. That was powerful. Okay. Thank you, Sister Judy, for these great testimonies. And thank you for opening up with your personal experiences. Some of the things that Brother Marty said, I wrote these down. I believe in the Acts 2:38 message. I believe in receiving the Holy Ghost and speaking in other tongues. And he also said that from a young age, I wanted to know God. Thank you, Brother Marty, Sister Judy, for this great reminder. We all need to have that desire to want to know God, to desire God. And he also said, you've got to have a want to. Praise God. Thank you for that, Brother Marty. Church, why don't we just close with prayer right now? Thank God for the great encouragement that we heard, and also pray that the Lord would give us that great desire to have more of him. Let's pray together, Lord Jesus. We thank you for Brother Marty and Sister Judy Sanchez, Lord God. We thank you for these great words of encouragement and these great reminder, Lord Jesus, about the Acts 2:38 message, and not to be ashamed of the name of Jesus, and to be able to say that Jesus is God. There is power in that statement, Lord God. We thank you for this, Lord God, and we ask you to continue to bless your people and strengthen your people, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we ask and we pray. And everyone said, amen. And with that,
Brother
said, everyone,
Vic.
Yes, Pastor.
Brother Vic.
Yes, sir.
This is Brother Clark.
Yes, sir. Yes, you're
I would just
clear,
like
sir.
To say to Brother Marty and Sister Judy, I was very, very blessed to hear both of you testify tonight. And I know that others were blessed also. What a great testimony about both of you coming to the Lord, the Word of God, the Bible studies, God leading you and guiding you. You guys have been faithful through the years, and I just want you to know as your pastor, I'm proud of you, and I really love you, and I appreciate you guys taking time to give this great testimony tonight.
Amen.
Love you too, Pastor.
That's right.
Okay,
thank you, Pastor.
I just wanted to say that.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that, Pastor. And again, thank you, Brother Marty, Sister Judy Sanchez. It has been a blessing. And with that said, everyone, we look forward to have everyone back on this same line tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m. for our morning manna devotion with Sister Clark. So please don't miss it. You won't want to miss it. Praise God. With that said, God bless all of you. Have a great night. Amen.